Anne-Marie, Kofi Annan came to the Syria conflict after perhaps too much blood had been spilled for a peaceful settlement, yet not enough to convince the big foreign powers to intervene. The man who spearheaded the United Nations peace efforts held a lot of meetings, but not the Syrian government, nor its opponents, nor the world's big powers could agree on much.
As an envoy, I can't want peace more than the protagonist, more than the Security Council or the international community for that matter.
So Annan resigned.
Votos en contra.
Russia and China have consistently vetoed resolutions calling on Bashar al-Assad to step down, arguing it would embolden the rebels and make the fighting worse, though that seems to be happening anyway. Opposition forces are turning captured heavy tanks back on the regime. And while the U.S. has said it will not supply opponents with weapons, the Obama administration confirmed today that non-lethal aid is fair game, such as communications and intelligence, which this Syria expert suggests shows the United States is anticipating a long, even bloodier fight.
The administration, at least covertly, working with the Turks, the Saudis, and others, we'll seek to refine the capacity of the Free Syrian Army, but let's be clear about something. This could take a very long time.